with the alarm continuing to sound and a steady flow of personnel arriving behind them, the administrative staff was in no mood to cooperate. A trio of older, dignified-looking beings, probably high-ranking executives, stepped forward to argue with the guards. Everyone else simply circled around them. By the time the Nargons had finally formed a line across the entrance, it was too late. Dozens of beings had pushed their way inside the hangar and were rushing toward the nearest vessels. Leia and her companions kept moving too, and they were almost at the Swiftluxes. She hit the overhead security cams with another wave of force energy, then turned to R2-D2. "How long before the Ormney's bridge cancels the evacuation alarm?" R2-D2 emitted a negative tweet. "Any guesses?" Luke asked. Again, R2-D2 gave a negative tweet, but this time it was more insistent and sharp.
"Your astrobec has a rather inflated opinion of himself," said the 2-1-B droid. "He claims the alarm system cannot be cancelled without disabling the entire intraship address system."
R2-D2 gave an affirmative beep, then sped ahead into the row of gleaming Swiftluxes. He veered under the middle craft and stomped behind the forward landing strut, then inserted his interface arm into a diagnostic socket. A moment later, the landing lights blinked to life, and a section of blue hull swung down to serve as the boarding ramp. R2-D2 turned his photoreceptor on the 2-1-B and emitted a long, mocking trill.
"You have not succeeded yet, little droid,"
the 2-1-B replied.
"There is a difference between sneaking aboard against Starcraft and actually flying off in it."
"That's enough, 2-1-B,
you said. As Luke carried her up the ramp, she scowled at the medical droid.
"Or are you hoping the Jedi will give you a memory wipe?"
The 2-1-B's head pivoted toward her.
"They would never dare. I am a surgical droid."
"You're scrap metal unless you move it,"
Leia said, waving the 2-1-B up the ramp.
"We only brought you along to look after Dina, and frankly, I'm not that fond of her."
The droid sputtered in indignation, then hurried up the ramp, avoiding Leia's gaze.
"The sacrifices I make for my patients."
The moment the 2-1-B had boarded, R2-D2 withdrew his interface arm from the diagnostic socket. The ramp began to rise immediately. Leia leapt on and rushed into the Swiftlux's cramped but elegant cabin, then found the interior controls and lowered the ramp again for R2-D2. By then, Luke had already removed his helmet and was strapping the ailing Dina Use into a nerfied chair. Leia waited impatiently for their droid to roll up the ramp, knowing that using the force to lift him aboard would draw unwanted attention. With the alarm still sounding and the synthetic voice continuing to repeat the evacuation orders, the situation at the hangar entrance was deteriorating. 100 angry beings were trying to push their way past the 4 Nargons, who had begun to bowl interlopers back into the crowd. The 3 executives were making rude gestures at the Mandalorians, who were stubbornly standing their ground and resting their hands on the butts of their still holstered blasters. The beings who had already made it into the hangar were clambering up the boarding ramps of 5 other vessels, including several Swiftluxes. R2-D2 finally rolled aboard. Leia raised the ramp and turned to go forward, then stopped when her helmet comm fell silent. She stepped to a viewport and, with a sinking feeling, peered out. The Nargons were still doing their best to keep the would-be evacuees out of the hangar, though another couple dozen had sneaked inside and were running for the nearest spacecraft. But the Mandalorians had turned away from the executives and were now tapping control pads on their wrists, no doubt switching to a new comm channel. Leia removed her helmet.
"They know we're listening, which means they found our friends in the infirmary."
She motioned R2-D2 toward the flight deck.
"R2, fire this thing up. We need to leave now."
"No, we can't be first,"
you said.
"The Omni is the heart of Get operations in the Rift, and most of the security force is based here. If we leave first and without authorization, we'll be jumped before we've traveled 3 kilometers.
"That's better than having the blast doors slammed in our faces," Luke said.
"There are no blast doors,"
you said.
"The Omni is an asteroid crusher, not a Star Destroyer. The Hangermouths do have some serious deflector shields, but only to prevent exterior attacks. From the inside, the shield generators should be easy to take out.